Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
So, I was listening to George Bush today. You guys like George? No? Yes? No? I like George. You know what I like about George Bush? He makes me feel like I could be president, too. Oh, he does. He's like the first guy, like, from my reading level, you know, like the first guy, like, from my math class to finally go out and do something. You know what I love about George? He can't say the word terror. He can't. He uses the word every speech. He can't say terror. He goes, tear. That's what he says. He goes, America will not stand for tear. Anybody who supports tear, if you're a tearist, we're going to get you. What kind of president goes, we're going to get you? He's like some redneck they dragged out of a barbecue, put him in a suit. No, if you're standing on stage going, we're going to get you, you should just be up there with a couple of bloodhounds going, go get him, Blue. Smell the shirt. Go get him. Damn, that Blue's a good dog. I'll tell you one thing I have realized, though. When you go to war, man, that's the one time when you really have to, like, appreciate rednecks, though. No, you know why? Because rednecks, they're like the one group of people that actually want to go to war. Everybody else tries to get out of it. Like, rich people never go to war. You ask a college kid if he wants to go to war, he's just like, I'm taking this sociology class, and I think war is, like, really stupid. My roommate's, like, half Afghani, so that's gonna cause some static. You ask a redneck if he wants to go to war, he's just like, hell yeah! Absolutely, I'm ready right now! You just point the direction, buddy, I'm ready to do this! No, they're frightening people, but you gotta utilize them. Seriously, you want to scare the enemy, okay? And rednecks are like America's pit bulls. They should just sedate those people, drop them off in Afghanistan, just let them run wild. Just be like, dude, just go do everything you ever dreamed of doing. Just go crazy. Have one of your friends play the banjo, it'll scare the hell out of them. Seriously, you wouldn't want to draft a guy like me. I'm a comedian, I'm useless. I'm a coward, I don't like confrontations. You draft a redneck, not only is that dude a psycho, he'll actually save you money. Those guys show up to the army, like, here's your M16. They're like, I already got one. I got some stuff in the trunk you ain't ever seen before, buddy. I went on the internet, got me some of that surface-to-air stuff, took it out hunting, got me a moose and a duck at the same time. I didn't even see the duck. Duck was over her. I'm aiming at the moose. Duck's over her. That's my peripheral. Over her. And the shot went up the moose's ass, and the shrapnel from his antler hit the duck. Duck came down. It's the best damn duck ever, right?
All right. Welcome to Stand Up with Chris DeStefano. That was Bill Burr. I'm here with Nicole Boyce, Tom Tokar. We're talking about the half hours.
Ooh,
today.
Special half hour kickoff episode.
Half hour specials kickoff episode. Comedy
Exciting.
Central half hour starting. Gail's daughter, Chloe, GDC, is not here because she's a Jew, and it's a Jew holiday.
And Chris kicked her out for that reason.
Yes, I kicked her out. I said, we're not going to have, today's just, there's no Jewish people here. What is it, Rosh Hashanah?
I don't know.
Shala Halala? It's Shala Halala, and
I don't condone this.
I'm just kidding. This will be edited out, but it's funny to say.
Is it offensive to just say the name of the holiday?
No. I mean,
Shala Halala?
Is
it not Shala Halala?
Wait, hold on. I'll tell you what it is right now.
You just can't
say it's in my phone. Shala Halala.
You can't even say it.
No, it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah.
It's the other one.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Rosh and Hashanah. So
it's
GDC isn't here, but shout out GDC. Shout out Gail's Backyard Honey. Listen, we're talking about half hour specials. I did a half hour.
Yes.
In March of 2014 in Boston.
Wow.
I did it. Half hour special. Comedy Central executive at the time had so much fun, she blew her ACL out dancing. She's great.
To your set she was dancing?
No, it's just the after party was wild.
Okay, cool.
One of my friends got so drunk he shit in the streets.
Oh.
And then one of my other friends, wanted to heat up his pizza. He ironed his pizza and was like drunk ironing his pizza to make it hot, and then used the same iron to iron my shirt. And I had to get a new shirt about 10 minutes before my half hour because I got sauce. I mean, I had Domino's pizza sauce. I was in the shower and he was like, dude, I'll iron your shirt. I got it. And then he forgot that the night before he had ironed pizza.
I love this friend that's so kind to iron your shirt.
That's probably why they started steaming them. Like, they take them away for you from you for the day.
We'll handle
it's probably
this.
Because of that.
You have similar stories from your half hour? pizza
there
clothes?
There was no pizza.
Where did you do it?
I did it in New Orleans.
Never been to that city. Heard good things.
You've never been to New Orleans?
No.
Is that what?
You didn't volunteer?
Don't drink, so it's like it doesn't really make sense to go to New Orleans, right?
I mean, no, I'll drink. I'll definitely drink.
I fucking do coke, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, now we're bragging.
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Man, I've been avoiding you this whole time.
There hasn't been a toilet seat that hasn't been sniffed by Chrissy fucking coke gums.
That's what they said. Chrissy coke gums.
I'm kidding. I do drink, but I've just never been in that city because... Other than the half hours, there's no comedy there.
That's true.
What venue do you play?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's not a comedy town. It's like it's kind of like a little Vegas where it's like you can get away with doing comedy in Vegas because the casinos and there's clubs, but like most of the time people aren't there for that. They're there to party.
Would comedy clubs even work in New Orleans?
I think they've tried it and it just doesn't work. I'm pretty sure I've heard of a club that was opened like a little bit away from Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
and it's just people just don't go. I bet
That's
you could do it now.
Right.
I have a feeling you could do it now because comedy's in like this weird extra boom thing right now where it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could probably get away with it. There are venues there that do comedy.
What was the venue you guys did yours at?
We did ours at the Civic Theater, which is beautiful.
Is it on Bourbon Street, like right there?
It's close by. It's not on Bourbon.
Like you can walk to Bourbon.
Yeah.
You guys had a good time.
It was great. Oh my God, it was insane.
Where was the after party?
Parties. I can't even remember the names of the places.
That's how you know.
But honestly, everywhere there's an after party. We went to some after parties, but also I had a bunch of friends fly out, and we just went, like, as soon as I wasn't drinking up until taping it, and then as soon as I got off stage, I just like did a shot of Bullet that I had in my like that I bought from my green room.
Hell yeah!
We just went after it the rest of the night. I didn't see.
Love it.
I saw like half of one other half hour. My plan was to watch everybody's and be supportive, and then I was just a dog. Like,
yeah.
Did you record yours one of the earlier ones?
I was the very first one.
Oh shit!
I think
it's
first one of the night.
Yeah, of the whole thing.
What time did you go?
I think it was at 7 p.m.
Was the crowd good though? Were they?
I think. I mean,
you wish you would have went later.
No, I thought it was the best one because New Orleans, these people are fucking animals. They get shithoused.
Yeah.
People were shithoused at the tapings. But I mean, our audience was great. Like,
yeah. Is it a comedy audience then? Because they know it's, I mean, it's a taping? Or is it like
I actually
a
don't know.
Okay.
It's Samantha Black just did a fucking killer job.
Oh, Samantha Black's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's super fun hang, and like we just had a great time. But she got the right people out there, and she packed it out. But it was... It was crazy.
For the people that don't know Samantha Black, I mean, get your head out of your ass.
Yeah,
she's number one.
She's the best. She's the audience coordinator and like is the woman responsible that Comedy Central hires and a lot of networks hire to seat people and get people here for the tapings. And she does like a phenomenal job because she just knows exactly like who's good for what comedian, like if a comedian does crowd work or not. Like she, it's not just like, oh, fill it in. Like she's got a science to it all. Like she's two tapings I've done, my hour special and my half hour special that she seated. She sat people in the front row that she thought would be good kind of like fodder for me. And she was right both times because like twice there was just a guy sitting in the front row that I'm like, you can't be real. And you know, and
that's
then I talked to him and it's all Samantha. Samantha knows. She's like, oh, like I did a bit on my hour special about how like this guy had like a Yankees tattoo and like he just looked like an iron worker, and like she was like, I sat that guy in the front row because I figured that would be like you have fun with that guy, and I'm like, so she's the best, like that's why she's excellent at what she does.
Do you think she does blind dates?
Yeah. Does she do blind dates? Yeah, she probably would.
That's like actually a good idea.
Yeah. And also, if you're just
extra money on the side,
if you're like an asshole, if you just look like an asshole, she sits you in the back, whether you're drunk or not. Like she'll just sit assholes in the back.
Damn.
So she just knows.
Must be hard for her to go to Philadelphia.
Oh my God!
What am I supposed to
sit,
work with here?
How do you
here?
Sit
what
everybody in the back?
Yeah, there's no front rows in Philly.
Just kiddies. I love Philly.
When does your half hour come out? What day?
It comes out November 1st.
November 1st. You better fucking watch it, asshole.
I want you to watch it, baby.
Good. It's very funny.
That's also All Saints Day. November 1st for our Catholics
that's why
out there.
That's why they put
Chris
it out
and
there.
I will be busy. Yeah.
We'll be busy going to church. There's a 9 a.m. service at St. Matthias. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to be hungover for Halloween. Fucking Halloween, baby.
You gonna
Halloween's
dress up?
The day before.
You going to dress up?
I'm
yeah,
going to dress up. What do you got?
What should I dress up as? Ocasio Cortez? yeah, life would have bombed.
Just like
I don't know. My daughter wants to be. There was like a. It's called the Ragamuffin Parade in my neighborhood. It's like kids dress up like a month early. Uh-huh. So she was Pac-Man and I was a ghost.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
She was like eating me. Yeah. So that was cool. But so I think now. I don't know what we're going to do yet. She keeps just saying Elsa, and we're like, you can't be a hack and just be a character from Frozen. Like, you're going to do something better. So we got to, like, 2 years ago, she was Boss Baby, which was pretty sick. I mean, she looked like a little Dominican boy, but she was Boss Baby, and she looked great. So we're going to try to get creative with something.
She could be that bagel boss.
Her mom is, yeah.
Oh, bagel.
Different boss.
Yes, bagel guy.
That's good. You could do that, I bet.
She's the same height.
Did you hear what he had a fight? He was supposed to fight Lenny Dykstra, Lenny Dykstra pulled out, and then he was going to fight Screech. And then they literally, like, people bought money for these seats to fight in Atlantic City, and he just didn't show up. And then he was on his Instagram, like, 20 minutes later, like, ha ha, all you assholes that bought tickets, you guys must feel stupid now. And now he's being sued by Atlantic.
Yeah.
Like, he
obviously.
Doesn't understand. He, like, signed contracts.
God,
like, he's being
crazy.
Sued. He is an agent. He's signed with fucking a huge agency.
Yeah, he's Three Arts.
Yeah. He probably is.
He filled Louis C.K. spot. He got Dave Becky, yeah.
Yeah, he could sell more tickets than all of us. So
it's
what are you
so
gonna
sad
do?
That he really could.
Yeah.
I can just see it, like, in fucking 3 years, I'm going to be opening for Bagel Boss.
Just annihilating. Imagine he gets a half hour. We should give him a half hour and put him in New Orleans so he just dies. So it's just over. So it's just like we just don't have to deal with it anymore now, you know? Just it wasn't our fault.
Oh my God!
Yeah, for the half hour, I like the Comedy Central half hour because I just felt I like doing the half hour because I feel like it's just the perfect amount of time where it's like, you know, 15 minutes is good, but it's like half hour is like you can just like get off, like you can just fucking hit them for 30 minutes. Where even now the hour specials are great, but people are still like, I mean, an hour is so long. I mean, it's ADD society.
And with
half hour is perfect.
Too.
Yeah.
It's so true both ways. Watching an hour, I love comedy, and I'll find myself like, God. Halfway through,
hour.
I'm kind of checking out.
Yeah, so the half hour is perfect.
The half hour, you get a really tight, you can like feel the arc like throughout the whole episode in like a really nice way that you don't really get for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like the perfect amount.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, dude, you just fucking, the half hour, you as people are winding down on that 29th minute, you do your killer anti-abortion joke and you fucking step off.
There you go.
That's
there
what it
go.
Is.
It's murder. And then you just leave.
All right, speaking of murder, should we do Maria Bamford next?
Two comedians that are about to murder. Maria Bamford, Chris D'Elia. Both of their half hours. Let's play it.
Oh, man. I'm from Little Lake Pequom, Minnesota. I'd like to send a shout out to all my peeps, Little Lake Pequom. Midwest soy in the hizat. I just moved actually to Los Angeles, and I sometimes still get a little homesick, and that's when I like to put on my Led Zeppelin CD, plug in my curling iron, and just get full on balls to the wall, pretty. But it is hard in LA to all the standards. Where I come from, I am a goddess. I just slap on some blue eyeshadow and head out. LA, it's hard though, you know. It used to be in LA, you just had to be skinny. I got that down, you know. Now it's like you gotta have muscle tone though, so it's like I'm all tired and hungry. I gotta go work out. Pretty soon, I bet it's gonna be almost impossible. Like you're gonna have to be morbidly obese while maintaining tiny little 20 bird ankles. And a wandering eye. My manager, he got me a subscription to some ladies' magazines so I could get some beauty tips. And, turns out I only need one magazine because they got the same article every month. It was like, three ways to shape up for summer. Number one, eat less. Number two, exercise more. Number three, what was I talking about? I am so hungry right now. I think everybody deserves to have your own magazine where you're in every picture, looking super fun, and every article's asking you how you can possibly maintain your perfect 32 AA, 32-inch waist. AA, can I get a witness from my girlfriends in Japan? Come on. Oh, man. Yeah, it is true about 32 AA. They're exquisite, rare miniatures. I actually thought about getting breast implants because I'm a radical militant feminist and a hypocrite, turns out. My neighbor, she has them, but she has them for work. She's in porn, I used to look down on that stuff, you know? But, I realize I'm just jealous because nobody's ever offered me, you know, money to have sex. Sure, like a Bud Light and a basket of curly fries, but not cash. That hurts. There's also like these documentaries on TV where they'll have some woman named Juice Box saying how great the sex industry is.
I wasn't abused as a child. I don't do drugs. I just love sex. I'm just a very sexual person. And working in an unregulated industry that provides no legal recourse should I be repeatedly victimized kind of makes me feel hot.
I like to do a lot of voices in my act. My mom told me, she said, Maria, if a boy doesn't like you, okay, it is just because he is intimidated by your beauty, because you are the most beautiful girl in the whole world, and if you would stop doing impersonations of me, maybe other people could see that. I had a hard time when I first moved to LA. Like, I had like showbiz types. Like, my agent was just like, she's like,
Maria, when I first met you, I was concerned I was gonna be annoyed by you because you have a high, grating, childlike voice. And you need to know that about yourself.
Yeah, my own voice doesn't command the respect and the attention that I believe I deserve. You know, I go into a shop and I'll be like, hi, excuse me, can I get some... Oh, no, little girl, we're not serving little girls today. You know, but if I go and be like, hi, what's your name? Cindy. Cindy, I need to speak with your manager. Thanks a lot, sweetheart.
I went hunting for deer. Yeah, don't go. That's my advice, man. It's not like in the movies when you see a dude get shot and he flies back in slow motion and it's all cinematic and lit well and you're like, yeah, he was the bad guy. He deserved that, right? The deer didn't deserve anything, man. It doesn't do it. It's just chilling. The deer, this is what the deer was doing. It was chilling. Just like eating a berry. That's what a deer does, right? Just and all of it, how come when deer just like instantly look at nothing for no reason? They're just okay, back to the berry. And it was eating. My buddy shot this deer, and this is how it fell. It's not cinematic or like it is in the movies at all. This is what happened. It goes like this. Remember, it was eating a berry. It got shot. This is what happened. It didn't look like it was in pain. It looked like it was watching Grey's Anatomy or something. Like, and the noise that comes out of this deer's mouth is horrific. It's the worst noise. It's, you know what it sounds like? A human being. It's awful. This is the noise that comes out of his mouth. Remember, it was chilling out, eating a berry. It got shot. This is the noise that comes out of its mouth. Oh! Like, what? O-H. That's a word. You could spell that and look it up in the dictionary. It has a meaning. And the deer just straight up looked at us and said it. That's weird, man. He's going, oh, I thought it was going to be like, oh, why did you guys shoot me? So the deer's looking at us just, oh, and I'm just, I don't even know what to do. My buddy's like, uh-oh, what do we do? I was like, you took me. What do we do, man? And he's like, all right, well, follow me. Let's go. And we're running up. I'm following my buddy to the deer. And we get there, and the deer's still, oh. And my buddy's just, I've known this dude for years, but I'd never seen, you don't know a man until he takes the life of another living thing, man. He's breathing all heavy. His eyes are crazy. He's just, and I look at him, and I was like, what do we do? And he looks at me, and he says, like this, like, your turn. But he said it creepy like that. I was like, what do you want me to have sex with it? Like, I don't understand. Like, you never say your turn like that. Like, I'm pretty sure you're in a room full of naked people when you hear it, your turn like that. Like, that's, like, you never be at the ATM in the middle of the daytime just, oh, 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 your turn. Forget it. I'm going to Citibank. Forget it. So I asked him, I was like, what do you mean your turn? What is that? What are you talking about? And this is what he says to me. He's like, you got to put it out of its misery, bro. I was like, yo, dude, you put it in its misery. Like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't miserable at all until you came along and shot it in the neck. Like, that tends to piss living creatures off. As a matter of fact, it was eating a berry. That's enjoyable, right? That's probably the deer's lunch. That's all it eats, right? That'd be like if I was at the Cheesecake Factory and the waiter came up and shot me in the face for no reason. I'd just be like, yeah, I really enjoy my food. I, oh, check, please. And the waiter turns to the busboy and says, your turn. Thank you very much. My name is Chris D'Elia. Thank you.
All right. That was Maria Bamford, Chris D'Elia.
Incredible.
Two very different, but both V-cute.
Yes. That is the thing they have in common, V-cute. Very good half hours.
Both big stars now.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Elia's just fucking, I mean, he'll do arenas at this point.
It's true. They both have very different styles now as far as like where they perform and stuff like that. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, I just saw Bamford at a barber shop.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's getting her haircut. I follow her around.
She didn't know I was there.
No, but she just had killer shit. She did this impression about sex talk where she was like, she was like, oh, gentrification's real. It's happening to people I know.
What
like part of her sex talk?
Where was the barbershop?
Well, it was actually a sick show. It's the secret, it's like the secret barbershop show or something like that in LA. Uh-huh. You ever done it?
No.
That actually sounds.
I can't believe I'm blanking the name. It's a monthly show. It's killer. God damn it. It's my buddy Dave Waite and John Ozzale and a bunch of other guys.
I know. I love Dave Waite and John Ozzale. Mm-hmm. I know, though. Both those kids. Mm-hmm. Good kids.
Good kids. Good families.
Good kids.
Good moms.
I like Dave Waite.
He's great. So good.
Chris, what changed for you after you did your half hour?
Nothing.
Okay, cool.
genuinely, nothing. That's the thing with 2019. They're great. The half hours are great to do. I mean, it's amazing. But it's like, you know, it's about the internet now, baby. All these people
is going to be on the internet.
They're
that's
doing
what I'm
a
saying.
CC.com like, and the app?
That's what
I think
I'm saying.
They're making the clip thing really big on Comedy Central now, which this week at The Cellar was a big part of that, I feel
right.
like.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Like, with Comedy Central, what they're smart about is they understand it. And they'll be like, you know what? We'll obviously air it. People are going to watch it on TV, of course.
Yeah.
But the majority of the viewership will be through the clips and online. And that's why it's good that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's necessary. It's just like we can say all we want that people are watching TV. But I mean, and I used to think, oh, it's just on the coasts and whatever. Like, people are watching TV in Iowa. But then I was in Des Moines, Iowa. And I was just like, hey, how many of you people came because you watched me on TV? Like, I just wanted to know. And they were like, woo. Like, one person. And I was like, what about Instagram? And they're like, yeah.
You know,
like, so
funny.
It's just like, well, because it's just like, it's just what it is. I mean, it's easier to
it's so much easier.
Watch it on your phone, listen to a podcast than it is to like
Absolutely.
Sit down and watch television. It's like there's our world is not set up for that
Chris
anymore.
Chris D'Elia does that so well. He's always on Instagram.
Chris D'Elia is selling out arenas or getting close to it because of his social media and because of the things he puts on the internet, not TV. I mean, he was on I remember when Chris D'Elia was on, I mean, it was an NBC sitcom, Whitney. That he was the
That's how I found out about him.
Right. He was the co-lead of that show. And I remember it was 5 or 6 years ago, New York Comedy Festival, and he was headlining Caroline's Comedy Club.
Okay.
And they closed the curtain because only half the room was sold.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, D'Elia can sell out arenas and the show, he could sell out 20 shows at Caroline's if you put his name on the board, but it's because of the internet.
Yes.
That's what it's from.
The internet.
And it's not debatable. It's just like you can try to fudge the numbers and people be like, well, actually,
it's
the internet.
It's very evident now.
It's just what it is now.
Yeah.
You know?
And Comedy Central's been doing those featuring sets as well that are
why they're great. Comedy Central's doing the right thing.
This is 100% true. I didn't know what that was going to be at all, and then I did it. It got more views than anything I've ever done.
Holy shit.
Ever. And like, nothing against like late night or whatever, but it's hard to get that.
I say
sort
fuck
of number.
Late night. Put your shit on the internet
like
if you want to sell
morning.
Tickets.
That's crazy though. It got you a lot
different.
Of. Wow.
It got me a lot of hateful comments.
Hell yeah.
Did you get some ladies in the DM?
Yeah, they were
ladies.
Like, you.
Okay. No, it's true, but that's why it's good. Comedy Central's doing that, and the half hours.
Yeah.
I think the half hours are great because it really is like the best way to like,
because
you could see a new comedian do a late night set and it's great. But again, 5 minutes is like, do I really even know this person?
Yes.
Where the
half hour,
see these new people, you can really like invest in their career if you watch their half hour. Like truly, like a person can legit become a fan and be like, I'm fucking with Tom Tokar now for forever because I watched his half hour and I invested in him. So. Watch the half hours.
I'm looking up. I was trying to remember the guy. You were just saying you can really get to know somebody over a half hour, and I just had that happen. Or I had that happen with a guy, and I'm blanking on his fucking name, and it's driving me crazy. He's in Wolf of Wall Street. Barry Rothbart.
Yeah, Barry Rothbart.
His half hour is so funny.
I know.
And then he also plays with the form where he has, like, weird mascots in the crowd and shit.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was like watching that when I was like, oh yeah, I forgot how much I loved these.
Yeah, Barry Rothbart's the best.
I got into comedy because of the half hours. Like that's why I was like had my heart set on doing one forever.
Really?
Because that was what made me love stand up as a kid.
Nice.
Because watching Tony Woods, Nick Swardson, Bamford, Galifianakis, Todd Barry, like those ones all like I was obsessed with them.
Right.
And so, they really, like, form. So I've watched almost all of them, I think.
Right.
But.
What's the worst one? JK, don't
say. Did you notice that these headphones say Heil? H-E-I-L.
Okay. We weren't supposed to talk about this.
Did you change this
room was purchased.
Shasha Ranana?
Was this purchased with Nazi gold? Why does it say Heil?
It was a cheap deal from a guy.
In Munich?
Yeah. It was a
Jesus
good deal.
Christ, Nicole. What the fuck?
Whatever.
Nicole keeps flirting with the idea of doing stand-up. She does it and then stops, does it then stops. She's got to just, I say she's just got to, she's got to blow her load.
I do.
Just do it because you're funny, because you're so funny.
Let's go to Pine Box tomorrow.
Yeah?
It's an open mic in Brooklyn. Yeah.
In Bushwick, babe. You want to go Pine Box?
I've been to Pine Box.
I have a horrific joke I want to try out, so I'm excited.
I'll do the same one. I don't think so, honey, the Las Culturistas thing recently, and I remember just what it's like to be on stage, and I loved it. And I'm doing a show actually next Monday as well. So
where?
I don't know. Madison Square Garden, baby.
I'm coming.
Okay, cool.
No, seriously, let me
I
know.
I do. When... I know. I want to get back. I know. I'm always saying it. Yeah, I got to do it.
No, I
got to
do it. Because you'd be great at it.
Thank you so much.
No, I really mean it.
Okay. As opposed to everything else. Okay, wait. I want to go through the rest of the half hours that we're doing this.
Yeah.
The like lineup. So they've got Jabuki, Vanessa Gonzalez, Dulce Sloan, Will Miles, Tom DeCon, Mia Jackson, Joe Quazala, so Nori Davis.
Speaking of social media, check out Joe Quazala's Twitter. His videos are hilarious. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
Didn't mean to interrupt Alan
David,
Williams.
Charles Golden, Sarah Schaefer, an incredible
Sarah
list.
Sarah Schaefer.
You
said Nori Davis already, right?
Yes. Yeah. His is really
Sarah
fun
Schaefer's
too.
Never done a half hour already?
I think she has already.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think she had. She did Oliver's stand-up show. I remember
this.
Because I was back in the day, I used to listen to her podcast. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't wait to see her stand-up, and it's killer. She was a fun hang. It was a good time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
For baby.
Incredible.
Sarah
Schaefer. Such a good squad.
Yeah.
It is a good squad.
It's a good squad.
It was fun. Fucking.
Did you do, when did you do New Faces, Montreal New Faces?
I did New Faces like 4 years ago. I did 2015.
Oh, shit.
And
because normally the people that do New Faces, they do the half hours like
right.
the next
yes.
year or that
so
year.
I did Unrepped New Faces, which
okay.
is it's a very different ball game. Usually, I've noticed the trajectory of people who do Unrepped New Faces. Like if you do Repped, yeah, usually you get like either SNL or the half hour or something like that. If you do Unrepped New Faces, it's like late night right after that.
Got it.
Or like,
oh, interesting.
Or you just get an agent or something.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's. Well, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm happy you're here now. I'm happy you're here for the half hour now.
I love it.
Very happy. Our final clip.
Who was the warm-up comic, by the way, for the half hour?
Oh, it was. What's his name?
Was it Andy Woodhull?
No. I love Andy Woodhull.
Because he warmed up my shows. He was great.
His half hour is phenomenal, by the way. I can't. Petey. It was Petey D'Abreu.
Oh, Petey D'Abreu from the BX.
Also, by the way, I fucking love Petey.
Crackhead Petey.
I love Petey. This is what happened because I was the first one, and they were like, Petey, we're going to give you the light on the monitor. We're just going to write 2 minutes left. And he goes up and he does a bunch of like new local shit. And then finally he's yawn over his time, and they have to go over the god mic like, Petey, wrap it up. Then they just brought me out.
That's hilarious.
But he killed it. It was fun. It was great. I love Petey.
Fucking Petey.
So funny. But it was just so funny. I was like, this is how it's starting, huh?
Yeah, he's wild like that. Dude, I remember Ron Funches. I was doing Ron Funches. I was the same night as Ron Funches. He was the 7 o'clock show. I was the 9 o'clock show. And I remember they were like still loading in the audience when Ron was on stage. And
oh
I was
my
just
God,
like,
that's so
I was like, what? Like, it's like so distracting. It was distracting in the back, but I mean, he crushed, obviously.
Yeah, his is
that was
good.
Fat Ron. Now he's skinny.
He's hot
fat,
Ron.
Fat
now.
Ron
he's
is
hot.
Dead.
I mean, he was always hot Ron. He was always always wanted to kiss Ron on the lips, but now now I've opened all of unprotected sex with him if he wants.
Second he's like ripped. At Montreal, I saw him in the gym, and he was just like killing it.
No, he's locked in. Ron's a great guy. Check out Ron Funches too. He's another guy that had a great half hour.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he threw Skittles at the audience.
Dude,
it was
I was
hilarious.
Just about to mention that Skittles.
yeah, it was great.
Skittles,
and he threw Skittles at the audience.
So
I was like,
funny.
I love this guy.
I can't remember the joke he does right before. He does like a silly joke. And that it's going to get some weird reaction. And then he lets them react, he goes, here's Skittles.
It's great.
It's like only can work for him.
I love it.
So funny.
Well done. All right. Our final clip, Zach Galifianakis.
Who's that?
Another great half hour. Two Ferns. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah. That just came out.
Yeah, it was funny.
I've never heard of Zach Galifianakis.
Shut up. We're just trying to promote
them.
The little guys.
Yeah.
The Crystalias.
The Crystalias.
Bill Burr's, Maria Bamford's.
I meant to come on and pitch a bunch of people who I feel like people didn't see their half hours. So check out Barry Rothbart's, Tommy Johnigan's, Chad Daniels.
Oh,
Chad Daniels, killer.
Wanda Sykes.
Ellen DeGeneres.
The little guys. Chelsea Handler.
All right,
cool.
Until next time.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tommy. TT.
Check out my pod.
Oh, yeah. What's the pod?
Stand by your band.
Stand by your band.
Check out my pod. Come to Brazil. Check out Chris's pod.
History Hyenas.
Woo!
Bye, Tom Tahar.
Bye.
And Nicole. Bye.
When I go to events and concerts and stuff, I think a lot of people, they yell out like, woo, or yeah, when they like something. I like to be more specific when I yell things out. I like to, like, when I'm at a concert, I like to yell out things like, the way you play your music makes me feel good inside. Or instead of yelling encore, yell things like, come back and play some songs you haven't played yet. Please. Or don't boo people. Don't boo. Be more specific. Why are you doing that? I hate that. I hate it. Reality shows are big now. Survivor, Temptation Island, The Mole. Oh my God! I want to do a reality show where it's three racist white people that live in the South Bronx. And it's called Cracker Hunt. There'd be scenes of the white guys going, I didn't call you boy. I want to do another reality show based on The Mole, but it's really about STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. And it's called God, I Hope That's a Mole. Now I'd like to do a few characters, if I can. This first character I've been working on is called the Timid Pimp. And he's on the phone with one of his hookers. Here we go, the Timid Pimp. Hi, Amber? Hi, it's Marcus. Yeah, I can hold. All right, this next character... This next character I'm working on is called the Apathetic Redneck, and he's on the phone with his brother who's getting ready to get the death penalty. Yeah, man, that sucks about death penalty. Yeah, mama told me. Hey, what are you gonna do with your Camaro? I just realized how stupid all these are. Okay, this next character I've been working on for a while is called the Gay Snake. I really want to leave New York City very badly, but I just put $6,000 on my Metro card. Growing up, my dad was like, Zach, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And he's so right. Take this sentence, for instance. She had a crack baby. Versus, she had a crack baby.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.